Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody. This is the Sound Health Options Show with Sherry Edwards and Richard Olson, sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Research. And this is the show for February 20th, 2011. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. My computer just almost died there again. It's flipping on and off. I cannot believe it.
I was just watching that. Yeah, screens are flickering, lights are dimming, the man behind the curtains is banging on the big metal sheet. It's exciting.
How come the only time this flips off is 2 seconds before I'm to go on any show?
Always. We just like the excitement. We like that extra adrenaline rush, I guess. I don't know what it is.
Well, for those with us on WebEx, it'll take a few minutes to reboot this thing. And Richard now is running the show, so whoever is pulling this on my computer, ha ha ha.
I actually still see your desktop at WebEx.
Is it frozen? Because my whole Windows system is restarting.
Well, that's interesting. It must be frozen because I see everything.
Wow. Do you see the website up that we're going to do the show on?
Yes, I do. I see the Cocoon site.
Well, that's the only thing we're going to talk about is that site, so I don't have much to put up. But, boy, it blew again.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
I am just going to have to tear the site down and start over. I tested this twice this morning, and it didn't do this. Total shutdown and come back. There, we're going to change the time of the show, I believe, so whoever's doing this, and there is a virus on here that they've looked at, but they can't kill it and they can't find it. So I don't know what to have. Oh, on with the show, Richard.
Exactly. That's the excitement about doing live radio. That's the part I love about live production is it's live. It's really live. It's not kind of live. It's very live. So today I know we're going to have on Stephen Huer, I think that's right.
Yes.
Of Cocoon Nutrition and hear his story and some of his protocols. And I know you've talked to him before. And then I think you had some announcements you wanted to talk about. I could grouse about what's going on in Wisconsin and the unions and how that is. I don't know. It seems actually, I will grouse slightly about it, it seems like it's really a curious mirror of what's going on in the government where the whole thing is just careening out of control.
We have talked to a few people from that area, and they say what you see on the news is really not what is going on. The teachers don't particularly want the union, but it's getting distorted that it's not they're trying to do away with the union. They're trying to give people a choice. Do you want to be in the union or not? And the other thing is just ridiculous. They're asking them to pay 5% of their health care. How much of your health care do you pay for, Richard?
Oh, just all 100%. That's all. Just all of it.
Well, most everybody else does, too.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You're looking at that. You're looking at Obamacare, particularly the idea that the rest of us are going to pay for teachers' unions, state employee unions, we're going to pay their health care out of our taxes. You know, you sent me a ridiculous budget recently, and I counted up the numbers that my family is responsible for, what every family is responsible for. And it's somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 a year that we're going to be responsible for as part of that budget. And I don't even make that much money.
That's the way I felt when I looked at that chart. I thought, I don't even make enough to contribute that much.
And we promise not to be political on the show, so here we are. Sometimes it just kind of slips in there.
It slips in. We just can't help it.
Let's talk about something nice. I love this warm weather coming up, the greens peeking through the lawn. And for the folks out there, Richard asked that we look at or we post a new chart. You want to talk about that chart you wanted posted?
The no toilet chart. Yes, if you go to now, when we refer to things, if you go to soundhealthoptions.com, and then you can click on the software that Sherry refers to abundantly. There's a bar there where you can click on Nano Voice, and if you go right to that site, you'll be able to see the no toilet chart, which is referenced quite a bit. And you'll be able to download that and have that on your computer so you can refer to it. We've been talking about the idea of making things more centralized going through soundhealthoptions.com. And it'll be more and more so that we can just refer to that link and you can go right there and find the information and references and charts. And I think it's a great direction to go for people to have access to the information. The Guardians Network, the Nano Voice software, just have it all centrally located through soundhealthoptions.com.
There is a couple of announcements. I wanted to know if we got the blogs back up and running after our site was bombed, which is probably similar to having the computer bombed here. We had some blogs going about that Guardian Network. Are those back up and running?
Not yet. I'm still trying to connect up with the your new webmaster. I think she's been a little busy, but as soon as she and I connect, we can get those going again.
Our site was bombed 4 or 5 times, and the last time so badly that it could not even be reconstructed. We had to dump the entire site. So somebody doesn't like what we're saying. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I think, you know, if you're not annoying somebody, you're not doing your job. So that's my goal.
Somebody sent us a quote from Katharine Hepburn that I thought I would share. I love it. Life is to be lived. If you have to support yourself, you'd bloody well better find some way that is going to be interesting. And you don't do that by sitting around. That's what we do on the show. That's what our guest is going to do. Make a difference. Get up and do something.
And enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Enjoy is sometimes tricky, particularly when I know some of the things that the guest has been through. But it's still there's a driving thing there of, you know, having enjoyment. Sometimes I sound cranky. I mean, I am cranky, but I'm still enjoying knowing and talking about these things and talking about these issues.
Let's do something based on truth, not whose pocket it's going to line.
Exactly, yeah.
That's one of the things I would love, just to see all of it about truth. If people really knew what was going on about Wisconsin, if they knew the truth, not just what's being trying to be rammed down their throat, I think it'd be a lot different. But I have a couple of other announcements. One really important one from Dwayne Graveline, and he wrote us information about how he's a doctor. Well, not a medical doctor, but he was put on statin drugs for his cholesterol, and he stayed on them for like a decade or so, and they destroyed his memory, and he's in that beginning stage of what appears to be Alzheimer's, and they have traced it down to the statin drugs that he was taking, just a little side effect that nobody told him about. So I think that's important. Any of you out there on those get rid of cholesterol kind of drugs. And we're going to hear about...
Can I add another footnote about the cholesterol drugs, just for a brief footnote?
Absolutely.
That also, for anybody that's on the Lipitor-type drugs, Lipitor being the main one, is that when Merck originally filed their patent, I think that's what it's called, is that in their original... filings, they actually made note that if you were going to take something like Lipitor, that you should take extra CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, And that's because Lipitor actually strips CoQ10 out of the system, and the largest user of CoQ10 in the body is the heart. So if you're going to be taking a Lipitor drug, you definitely want to be taking extra CoQ10 to put that back into the system. And there's research out there on that. As I say, in the original filings, they talked about it, and then that sort of faded from the, you know, importance. But it's an important thing to know about.
Absolutely. Well, our guest is going to be talking about nutrition. Last week, we had Lita Lee on, and she talked about enzymes and methylation and about allergies and methylation. We got a lot of information or questions about that. It's how the body breaks down what you feed it. So her idea of enzymes was a really good support to that. Our guest today is going to be taking that a little further. But first, we want to remind you that we'll be taking a telephone call for our guest. He is a naturopath, N-U-T-R-I, and I'm going to ask him about that. 347-850-1407. 347-850-1407. And you can also, for those of you online with us, you can type in your question and I'll read it. Or if you want to come on line with us, then we'll open your mic and you can do that. We want to remind you, too, that this program is in support of our site, guardiansofthepeople.com. We hope that you'll join us in our, I don't want to say fight, but our ideas about the slams against supplements, the push to vaccinations and the destruction of our food and water supply, and what people are doing to us in the name of health, dentists and doctors alike. And they're poisoning us, and we want to do something about that, because we think that whoever controls this technology controls health. Now, as much health information as we try to supply people with the Guardians and supply software, and there is a free software program on YouTube right now, PTSD, but how would all of you feel, Richard, how would you feel if I just decided to sell this out? I did have an offer for $6 million.
Wow. I think the only way that would work is if they had you be the, I don't know what your title would be, if, you know, if they were going to make you the director of research or make you the chairman or the boss or the, you know, so the software didn't get corrupted. My concern about someone buying it out is that they'd take it and stuff it into a sock so that we wouldn't be able to have access to it.
If Stephen is not in the queue yet, we probably should try talking or calling him. I can go ahead and talk if you want to take those steps.
Sure, I will be calling him while we, but as soon as he comes on the line, he'll be live, so I'll give us a couple more minutes of chat first. Or shall I just dial him up?
Yeah, just go ahead and dial him up. Everybody
okay.
That's on WebEx with us hears everything behind the scenes. They hear me sneezing, and I've sneezed four or five times here, and still not. I got a message here from one of our people. Make sure you get royalties.
Hello. Good morning, Stephen. This is Richard Olson. I'm the co-host with Sherry at Blog Talk Radio. We're on the air.
Yeah, I know. I called you guys. I've been listening in on my Skype headset, and I clicked
oh,
the number
you
one
on
to be in
okay.
the queue.
Oh, you must be the 1111 caller then. Let me hang up on
yeah.
this, and I'll queue you up just a sec.
Okay, thanks.
Andrew, one of our loyal listeners here, says, make sure you get royalties. Well,
absolutely.
The buyer, or the person who wants to buy this, is Japan. Do you think they're going to want to control any and everything about your health? How would you like
Boy,
it
howdy.
If you had to get permission from Japan to buy a vitamin or anything else? If I sold this out to them, they're just going to put it on the shelf. Or use it in some way that controls the people. You know, how would people feel about that? Skype me and let me know. Some of you are here. But make sure you get royalties. I'll probably not. I went to the government. I said, I've been offered money for this from Japan. And they took me over to the National Institute of Health, and they didn't really care. They said, you know, go ahead and sell it to them. You know,
yeah, they don't care. So, Stephen, are you with us now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Excellent.
I want to do a little promo here about this. Stephen runs a company called Cocoon Nutrition. He believes that the first step in making your body allergy-free is to, well, this is one of the things I want to talk about. This is just a description we put out. The FDA has tried to stop him. We had him on our Rumor Mill News show on Monday. That might slip into the conversation, but we're really interested in what's going on with Stephen's ideas about good health. And I've got it up. 5 steps to great health. And I cannot believe it. My computer is crashing again. Everybody just go to Cocoon, C-O-C-O-O-N, nutrition.org. Let's see if this will stay up as it's just continuously flashing and crashing again. So we'll just do it that way in those 5 steps of nutrition. Stephen, on this show, we have a software in support of what we're talking about mainly. Last week, you heard we were talking to Lita Lee about nutrition in our program called Methylation, which we use in support of what nutrients people need and what's going on in the system. You've had a hard time with your own health, and it started early for you. Many people don't seek any support for their health. They take it all for granted. So I wanted to talk to you about what led you to become a naturopath, and what is a naturopath, and how that involves our people, and how you can help our listeners, because they're very savvy, educated, and they want to do things in support of optimal health. So first, what's a naturopath?
There was a school in Arizona that I signed up for a correspondence course back in the late 80s that was developed by Dr. Gary Martin that was basically just a synthesis of a lot of nutritional information of the day that you learned that was basically, you know, you had to sift through just volumes of educational material. And they also cornerstoned their theory of ideal health related to Dr. Kerry Reams, or I don't think he was a doctor, just Kerry Reams' biological theory of ionization, meaning that the whole pH regulation, being able to maintain a certain pH parameter in your body as measured by urine and saliva, and that by manipulating a person's pHs to maintaining the ideal pHs and the ideal urine sugar levels and the ideal salt and albumin levels solids, that all these factors would enable one to achieve and maintain ideal health. And so that's where my education started. So Nutra, N-U-T-R-I means nutrition, path means disease or pathology. So it basically is just using nutrition to address one's pathologies. And, you know, the school stopped existing in the early 1990s. The guy opted to just go out of the school business and back into just the healthcare profession. So you don't see too many guys with my title or too many people with my title, but whatever, that's where that name came from.
So in your own journey, you have learned a tremendous amount and come up with 5 steps that will help people achieve optimal health. We want to talk about all 5 of those steps. And we'll do as many shows as we need to get the information to people in depth. I think it's incredible. But one of the things I want to tie up kind of a loose end here. Last week and the weeks before, we were talking about allergies, and we taught people to test themselves for allergies using our vocal profiling, which you are familiar with. But one of the things you said was that cell permeability is one of the greatest problems for allergies. So as you talk about these five steps, would you please include that piece?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it starts with the first piece, which is that, you know, most people are not born with allergies. Most people acquire them. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that means that the body existed in a certain state of of health prior to the allergies, and that it, through some process of deterioration, it became subject to absorbing proteins or allergens in the environment, either through the respiratory system or through the digestive system. The person was now absorbing proteins that were not being, that had not been fully broken down, and these absorbed proteins were being recognized as irritants, and the body naturally wants to excrete these, so it creates a histamine response to open up circulation for excretion. So most allergies are an acquired deterioration of the overall parameters of homeostasis in the body. So over, you know, years of doing what I do, it's become more and more apparent to me with the increased level of success I've had with clients getting rid of their allergies that it's pertaining to primarily to a couple of things, which is one is the pH level of the body. So this is my theory, that most all allergies are based in that the body's been chronically acidic, that over-acidification of the body, and the, by the way, the ideal pH as measured by one's saliva should be 7 to 7.4, in my opinion, based on my education and observation. That's also based on Dr. Carl Reich's research, who co-authored the book with Bob Barefoot on the calcium factor that goes into detail on this. And he was a medical doctor that had 20 years of clinical practice shifting people's health from disease to health by shifting their pH back from 7 to 7.4 as measured in their saliva. A lot of people have been misinformed to believe that the urine pH is an important factor, and in my experience, it's not. It's only important to observe with regards to if it's alkaline, if it's excessively alkaline, then, and that's anything above 6.8. Anything above 6.8 in the urine is, I consider, extremely alkaline, and if it's consistently alkaline, that's usually a sign that someone is they have some kind of an infection, or they're in an advanced state of deterioration, and they're excreting ammonia out of their urine, and that's reflecting as a high alkaline urine. So, but for the most part, the urine is excreting all the metabolic wastes, which are acidic in their pH, and so the urine is going to reflect an acid pH no matter what time of the day or night it is, and that's going to vary considerably. But the saliva, on the other hand, does reflect, to some degree, in my opinion, an accurate barometer of the overall tissue internal pH, which blood pH is 7.35 to 7.45, cerebral spinal fluid pH is 7.4, blood makes lymph and lymph makes saliva. So we should see the saliva being 7 to 7.4 for an accurate reflection of whole body tissue pH in its optimum range. And because people are not aware that the calcium and the magnesium and the other macro alkaline minerals, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium are the four major minerals that are alkaline that we require in large amounts in our diet, but due to soil demineralization, even if you're eating organic, the levels of these alkaline minerals are too deficient to maintain our body alkaline pH state. So people progressively become the acidification factor cumulatively steals, the body ends up having to steal alkaline proteins and alkaline minerals out of the tissues to maintain the pH of the blood in its ideal narrow window. And as it does this, it deteriorates all systems systemically all at once, incrementally, each system is taken from. So I believe it's taking out of the discs and causing the thinning of the discs. I believe it's taking out of the bones and weakening the bones. But it's also taking it out of the soft tissues so that the cell wall is losing its selective permeability. So this selective permeability, I've had people with severe lifelong allergies, and you can read this on my website on the testimonials section. One lady recently, her name's Michelle Bastian, and she's had lifelong allergies to the tune that, you know, she's gone to many practitioners, spent lots of money, done all these allergy tests, been on many different elimination diets, and none of them gave her the relief she was looking for until she started on this protocol that I'll share with you shortly, which simply was she would take this alkalinizing supplement that I've been working with for a while, that shifts the body pH much more dramatically than any other type of alkalinizing supplement I know of. Then she also took a product which restores the cell wall restores the cell wall's selective permeability, which was developed by Dr. Hans Nieper. So this second supplement, Dr. Hans Nieper, he was a German doctor that developed certain unique minerals that feed our body in different ways, and one of them is the cell wall integrity. And the product that he developed for that, he actually used to treat multiple sclerosis with it in Germany successfully in helping alleviate their uncontrollable movements to their nervous system just from taking this combination of these three minerals in their amino ethanol phosphate form. So it's calcium, magnesium, and potassium are what in this supplement is in this supplement, and then they're in their amino ethanol phosphate form, which is specific to the cell wall. Now, if you were just taking calcium, magnesium, that alone in the right forms has been clinically proven to alleviate a lot of allergy symptoms, just calcium, magnesium, which again, these are the two key minerals that are addressing restored and alkaline pH, so your body stops stealing the minerals out of the cell walls, and then that helps to start to restore the cell wall's selective permeability. Then you bring in this one that's specifically tailored to the cell walls, because your body may have, the older you get and the more toxified you become, the less capable you are of making the metabolic products needed for other cell needs. In other words, the body needs to modify minerals into different forms for different functions, whether that's to create an enzyme or use it for a cell wall or whatever. It may not be able to modify the calcium magnesium in the first supplement we carry enough to create the cell wall building blocks. So we bring in this other product called membrane complex that gives those things, and then the result is that those two products, I've had about, Michelle experienced like a 90% elimination of all her allergies in less than, in about 2 weeks. And then if a person still has, allergy symptoms they wish to address, because there's a recovery phase their body's going to go through over the course of several weeks as the body begins to benefit from this supplementation, then they might want to take quercetin, which is a flavonoid that interrupts the histamine response or histamine release, so that the actual symptoms of the allergies can be diminished or eliminated by taking up to a gram a day of quercetin. So with those three products, I find that people tend to get about 80 to 100% alleviation of their allergies in a short period of time, like 2 weeks or less.
Can you tell us the name of the product and where we can find them on your site?
Yeah, the first one is called NanoCal, N-A-N-O, and then C-A-L, and what's NanoCal is it's calcium oxide with calcium gluconate with magnesium glycinate, and the calcium factor is 50%, and the magnesium factor is 50%, and what's different about this over other calcium supplements is that if you went to coral calcium, which is mostly calcium carbonate, you can't really shift your body pH that dramatically. You can take neutral water, which is a pH 7. You can bring in a teaspoonful of the coral calcium, and it will raise the pH of the water to 8.1 or 2, which is not much. But you can take acid water that's at 4, and you can raise it to 10 with just a simple scoop of this NanoCal, because calcium oxide is the most alkalinizing form of calcium and perhaps the most alkalinizing supplement that there is, besides maybe cesium or something like that. But calcium oxide is the most alkalinizing form of calcium. You need small amounts of it to shift huge amounts of tissue pH back to an alkaline state. So you can, with one scoop or one quarter teaspoon approximately of this twice a day, take 100 to 135-pound person and shift their pH from an acid state of 6.6 to 7.4. And then that's basically the dramatic change you need, because pH, there's a lot of benefits to keeping the pH alkaline besides this prevention or maybe help alleviation with regards to allergies. There's also the control of your body's oxygen levels, and the pH controls oxygen levels. When you're acidic in your tissues, you have diminished levels of oxygen. When you're alkaline in your tissues, you have higher levels of oxygen. And since the human body consists of over 10 trillion cells, all needing to breathe and assimilate oxygen for the creation of energy and for the elimination of metabolic wastes. This is a foundational aspect that is why so many people struggle to get well, because they're chronically acidic no matter what they do, and they do not thrive because they're not addressing the alkaline pH they're supposed to have. So NanoCal addresses that more effectively and in smaller dosages than any other product I've worked with over the years. And so 1 to 2 scoops of that twice a day, depending upon body weight, forms a foundation of regulating and maintaining an alkaline pH. And, oh, by the way, when you do the research on this and you read what the research that Bob Barefoot put into his book, Calcium Factor, he points out that the Hunza people, which live to be 100 to 140 years of age, that consume this glacial snowmelt water, the glacial snowmelt water has approximately in a day's time, their consumption can be about 100,000 milligrams a day, which is about a third of a cup of rock calcium, plus many trace minerals that they're consuming in their water supply on a daily basis. And, you know, they live to be 100 to purportedly up to 140 years of age, free of all disease. And no, they're not experiencing calcification of the tissues and osteoarthritis and all these things that people sometimes have the misconception that calcium consumption leads to the calcium deposition problems that, you know, we've witnessed in different degenerative illnesses, whether it's osteoarthritis where calcium builds up on the joints, or whether it's calcification of the soft tissues. The soft tissues calcify. People, if you're like a chiropractor and you x-ray people's bodies for seeing vertebral misalignments, they can gauge pretty closely a person's degree of aging by how opaque white the tissues show up, which means the tissues, rather than the x-rays going right through them, the x-rays are being stopped by the presence of calcium. And the older a person gets, typically the more of this whiteness shows up and the more their soft tissues become hardened with this calcium buildup. And it has nothing to do with calcium consumption. It has to do, in my opinion, with my theory, with inflammation and with cortisol production. So with free radical damage, you create inflammation, and since so many people are experiencing so much free radical damage in their bodies from everything from cell phones to TV, digital towers to the cooked foods, the cooked fatty foods, the free radical generating vegetable oils that are cooked, all kinds of different sources of free radicals, it's so much inflammation that I believe is the primary reason for the tissues healing poorly and bringing calcium in there to create a harder, stronger tissue in the absence of true healthy protein synthesis. And then also high cortisol production causes calcium deposition, which is just plain adrenal stress. So the calcium consumption does not equate to calcium deposition in the unwanted areas, but just in terms of it's a biological necessity to maintain optimum pH, and apparently the longest-lived people consume quite a bit of it and thrive.
Stephen, we have 2 questions came in on my email. One, the lady's been told that if she takes Bragg vinegar, that will keep her pH balanced. What do you think of that idea?
Well, yeah, apple cider vinegar will contribute a little bit, but not going to do it enough that's going to keep it throughout a 24-hour period in an alkaline window. There's a lot of things that will temporarily alkalinize the body, from wheatgrass juice, barley grass juice, vegetable juice, especially green vegetable juices. They all alkalinize the body to some degree. Goat's whey alkalinizes the body to some degree. But what I found is that these things usually are not strong enough to shift the pH in the direction you need to for a long enough window of time for a 24-hour effect. And so while they can be used and added to the overall regime, I wouldn't rely on them.
Okay, the other question is from Kelly. She says, all of this sounds incredibly complicated. Do you test people, or do you have just a little package that you shove at us and say, here, take this?
No, it's not. It's just these 3 products, basically. For somebody who's saying, oh, I have allergies, I'd like to give that a try, then it's just NanoCal, Membrane Complex, and Quercetin. They're all on the website. The person can look on in the search box in the upper right-hand corner. They can type in any of those terms and, you know, click the icon, quick find, and it'll bring up the product to look at it and get the description. Anybody wants to read more about it, then, you know, they can go to the nutrition library, and typically they might find more documents on different products to read about.
What kind of issues does putting your pH back in balance do take care of in your body?
Well, as I just said, it's like your body's tendencies to be chronically acidic because the calcium and magnesium levels in the soil have been depleted for decades, and your food supply is extremely low. So until you can get the entire farming community to switch back to a high fertility soil-based farming, then you have to make up for it on your own through supplementation if you want to experience a thriving, long-lived life. And so by taking this product, you're going to help protect and prevent cancer because all cancers are an anaerobic condition of the cells. The cells have become too low on oxygen, and the normal cells are converting over to making energy in the absence of oxygen, which is an anaerobic cell, because and any anaerobic life, anaerobic means that the life, this organism or the cell in question is living in an oxygenless environment. So in an acid pH, you have a low oxygen level, and you're going to have fungus and virus grow spontaneously. That's where candida comes from. Candida is not something you catch. All fungal conditions in the body are something that grow because the terrain, the overall conditions of your body are acidic and low oxygen levels, and that spontaneously will cause anaerobic things to grow, viruses and fungus, and also eventually cancer.
So this stuff about we get all our nutrients from our food that the American Dietetics Association puts out, it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, that's a big joke. That's a myth. That's completely inaccurate for them to say that. It's just like dosages of nutrients. You know, there's a much higher biological need for nutrients than the U.S. recommended daily allowance is even beginning to touch. If you just look at vitamin D, for instance, I mean, one square centimeter of skin will produce on a sunny day 163 international units of vitamin D upon enough exposure to ultraviolet B radiation. Well, you know, that means if your whole body was exposed, it's capable of producing approximately 3 million IUs of vitamin D. Yet they're saying you only need to supplement with, 400 IUs of vitamin D. I mean, give me a break.
So step
one is basically addressing the body pH, and you address that the most effectively with NanoCal. And, I can go on to steps 2, 3, 4, and 5 whenever you're ready.
Actually, can I let me interject a question here regarding? So, do you think that the alkaline issue is a precursor to cell wall permeability issues, or they just go hand in hand? Because is it a precursor and or is it a manifestation of cell wall permeability?
No, basically the acid, I believe, based on my observation, that the body first is acidic for a prolonged period of time, loses cell wall integrity, combined with adrenal stress factors, which lower one's mineral corticoids, the hormones that regulate mineral levels out of the adrenals become depleted and aren't produced optimally. So the hormones which regulate cell wall selective permeability plus the overall acidity of the body combined to create this chronic cell wall excessive permeability. And then when you basically address just this one factor, you start to improve things dramatically. And yes, you would still benefit to improve the adrenal function as well, but that's another one of those steps to great health that we can talk about in a little while or later.
You could have a lot of benefit. I just want to make sure that I'm hearing you correctly, that really it sounds like you can have a lot of tremendous benefit just from balancing your pH. I'm not saying that you don't need to do the rest of the protocol, but that you could have substantial benefit just from really working with the NanoCal and helping getting your pH into a better zone again.
Yeah, you can. That's the whole point. It's the foundation. It's kind of like, you know, if you don't have enough oxygen at the cellular level for your cells to breathe, then all the other nutrients that you bring in could pose actually a backlog, a buildup of uncombustible, unusable elements because there's not enough oxygen for the whole cellular metabolism to operate to make it all work. So it ends up becoming more biological or nutritional waste that just has to be filtered out.
Would something like that also just help you normalize your weight?
Yeah, it would. Yep, because, again, if you have higher oxygen levels and you have greater ATP or energy production, then the body's going to become more efficient at converting glucose into energy. In fact, we've got people that have reported this where they've been on diabetic medication and they have to lower their insulin usage dramatically once they get on NanoCal simply because restoring an alkaline pH caused them to absorb sugar so much better into their cells that their need for insulin reduced dramatically. And we've actually also had reported a guy that was a marathoner who got on the NanoCal and he won his next two marathons because he was so much more alkaline during his run and his cells absorbed and utilized oxygen so much better, and he had so much of a delayed effect in terms of the lactic acid production from his running didn't cause the fatiguing as quickly because he had enough calcium and magnesium to neutralize those acids for a much longer time than he would have otherwise, so he had much more muscle endurance as a result.
I'm going to sneak in one little FDA thing here. Is one of these products the one that the FDA wants you to take off the market?
No. They're in terms of in the five steps, yes, there's one in there that the FDA wants me to take off the market, but in terms of this particular step, no.
Another political question. Do you think the FDA, the AMA, and Big Pharma, is their intent good health or is their intent their pocketbook?
I think the humans which are in the organization called the FDA vary probably from altruistic to more interested in their own domination over other humans. The overall effect that the organization is having is one of trying to control the decision-making rights of one's personal health into their own hands. And that is, of course, I mean, the overall issue here is really it's about, more than anything, it's not about right or wrong. It's about spiritual ignorance. And if the men and women who hold these positions of trust are operating from these unhealthy spiritual places where they're not recognizing that, you know, whatever they're going to do, if it's not to the benefit of those that they're working for, the people that run that are in this citizen, this society called America, the citizens of this society, if they're entrusted with a position and their actions are depriving us of freedom of choice, then what they're ignorant of is they're going to have to experience in their next lifetime being deprived of that to undergo the learning experience of what that's like, being deprived of freedom of choice. If they had the spiritual knowledge taught to them at an early enough age, all these people in positions of power would recognize that whatever they do to anybody else, they're going to have to become subjects of themselves in their next lifetime, or perhaps this lifetime, because that's the law. The law is the soul can only evolve if it experiences all these things that it's, you know, doing to others, experiences them themselves to its own detriment or to its own benefit, but all for learning and to become who it really is, which is not this limited human consciousness. So I find that I don't like to say things are all right or wrong. It's always about learning. And, you know, we're always more empowered when we're not in a position of fighting someone, but instead just having compassion for where they're at. And the greatest power I think that we need to recognize for change is in the ability to get connected to peace and love inside of ourselves and then use the emotional energy we can generate from that space and put it into the thought forms of what we want the future to be. Because the thought forms are the predecessors of tomorrow. And if we do it as a group, a collective, that we want to see the U.S. Government, take over, the Congress take over the printing of money that's no debt attached to it and get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank, we will do far more to make that happen by getting into the right space and filling it, creating our thought forms as a group. Than we will by, you know, just continuing to blame people for their wrongdoings in Congress.
One of the things that we try to do on this show is present people with the items that they could use for self-health and getting them to take self-responsibility. Do you have some magic potion or wand that would allow people to see this is their responsibility? They need to take that action before something bad happens to them?
No, I don't think any of us do. The mind is a very powerful mechanism, and dependent upon how it's programmed, is that it's going to see what it's going to see. I got a neighbor here who's, you know, several years ago got cancer, and I shared with him, you know, how I knew to things that people knew naturally that they heal themselves of cancer extensively, and that I have extensive knowledge on this subject, and he did not even want to have a discussion on it. And instead, he did his, you know, chemotherapy or surgery, and bought himself a couple more years of life. Didn't die from that episode, but bought himself some time. And now it's come back, and he's going again for more chemo. And I mean, I recognized that his mind was so incapable of hearing what I had to say that I just simply said, well, have you ever tried to read anything up on this subject and, you know, just investigate it? And he was just like, well, no, I just, you know, this just makes sense to do it this way and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's just, that's just the power of the human mind. We live in these prisons, these mental prisons that we create, dependent upon what we got put into our mind from infancy on. And it's the process of becoming free mentally and emotionally is dismantling all those limiting understandings and in fact, bypassing the ego and getting back in touch with soul.
How did we get so brainwashed?
We got so brainwashed because we've been, you know, generationally, we've inherited some of the same mental and emotional beliefs and values of our parents and ancestors, both genetically and what we're exposed to from infancy on. Infancy through age 6 and 7, we absorb you know, the environment without any filter on our mind, and it goes in there and it becomes an automatic part of our program, of our subconscious, which generates all of our feelings. So we feel this way about this and feel this way about that and this way about this and that, and those feelings direct the choices we make. You know, and if somebody's got parenting where their father was a medical doctor and or their father was a pharmaceutical owner or company employee and whatever, then you've got all these people who are born and raised in this mindset that's completely wrong, but because there's this strong they don't know what the truth is, so when you tell them the truth, there's no vocabulary to support it, so it ends up not triggering a response. Now, I mean, it's unfortunate, but that just seems to be the way things run or work.
Wow. Is there something that people, is there a questionnaire or something that people can fill out with you to see just where they are, what's their status? Like in a 1 to 10, are people really healthy at a 10 or really poor at a 3 or something?
Yeah, there is. There's different ways people work with me. Some one is just the health evaluation form. They could get it by calling us or emailing us. And we would then send them an evaluation form. It's about 4 pages, and that information enables me to see their whole health history and enables me to work with them. So, and then most times I'll do a phone appointment of an hour-long duration by phone, and we'll cover all the bases from A to Z, and diet, supplementation, the whole gambit, so that they can understand why it's important to address these 5 things or these 5 steps, because you know, typically people have come to me many times before with, you know, a bag full of supplements saying, I've been doing this with this guy for this long, and I've done this with this other person for this long, and they're not really getting any better. It's because they're not addressing the 5 steps. They're not addressing all the aspects of what the body needs. It's kind of like saying, well, if we change the plugs on your car, that'll make everything run right, when in reality the oxygen to fuel ratios is critical. The timing is critical. Everything about how an engine works is critical for it to all work correctly. And it's the same thing with the human body. For you to think that taking, you know, one antioxidant supplement is going to neutralize all your free radicals is a big, huge overassumption. So,
Richard, do you have questions? Because I have some more here. I just didn't want to hog everything.
I feel like there's a whole separate show talking about this this subject of the combination of people taking the responsibility for their health, being willing to step in and do the research so that when they come to a practitioner, they're actually asking questions. There's that. And then there's the whole thing of my experience working with people who have had, you know, a crisis like cancer is the classic one, is that I think sometimes, and this has to do with this mindset that Stephen is talking so much about, I think what happens with people, or my experience is seeing that people go into a state of fear and what I call constriction so that they can't expand their thinking to maybe I could look at some alternative protocols before I go into, you know, like radiation therapy or some sort of toxic, you know, therapy. Maybe I can do something to help restore the body. And I think, unfortunately, what happens is a lot of times people go to traditional Western medicine, and then that doesn't work, and then they start going to alternative practitioners like Stephen,
yeah,
looking
exactly
at, you know, pH and looking at those. And so that by the time they get there, their body is already really so badly beaten, and their cells are
yeah.
so stressed out, and everything in their system has
exactly.
so been immunosuppressed, that then they come to another practitioner and say, can you help me? And I wish
yeah,
we could
exactly.
get it to swing the other direction of, like, let's
yeah,
try restoring
exactly
the pH. Let's working on your hormones. Let's work on detoxifying. Then if that doesn't work, then you still have that as a fallback if you need to go that direction.
Yeah, well, the thing is that that's exactly what happens. People, I had a woman come to me who had been 3 years previous. She was a registered nurse in her, you know, professional career, and she had cancer occur, and she did the allopathic route initially, and then she opted to go the natural route, and finally she came to me 3 years into doing the Gerson program. Her normal weight was 125 pounds. She was down to 89 pounds, so she was a skeleton, very weak, very frail. And I got her on a program. Her tumor began to shrink, and then she was losing the ability to keep food down. She was just getting so weak, and I finally got her on this whey protein powder. And she actually gained weight. She gained 3 pounds in her first week, and so everybody was encouraged, and everyone was thinking, no, you know, she's going to make the turnaround. Then she opted to go get a surgical incision or treatment so that she could have a tube put into her stomach so that she could bypass the whole swallowing esophagus reflex and hopefully keep some food down. And in so doing, the, you know, anesthesia killed her. So, you know, a lot of times people come to you to natural health care at the end of their journey rather than at the beginning because of their first choice. They didn't know any better, and they went down the allopathic road first.
What do you see as the worst thing in American health that's going on?
Well, I think that talking about that, you got to talk about the core of the problem. I mean, ultimately, we can talk about the spiritual side of this is the most important thing, but that's the most core of the issue. But if you talk about just practical, real, three-dimensional, real world, what's the problem? The real problem is the Federal Reserve Bank. That the Federal Reserve Bank is printing money out of thin air and loaning it into circulation to our federal government that comes with a price tag attached to it, but that has to be paid back both in principal and in interest. And since that creates a system of financial scarcity where only a few have a lot, and then only if they are very avarice in their process of trying to get that amount, typically they do it in a very underhanded way through the whatever, competitive practices that maybe aren't that integrous, that because of a scarcity-based economic system, then you have everybody else thinking with that scarcity mindset, which is that I got to take care of me or I can't take care of anybody. You know, it's like I got to take care of me first, even if it means, you know, not taking care of so-and-so. And so they will sell their principles for the dollar. I will keep my job as a pharmaceutical sales rep. I will continue to be a crummy, dishonest attorney, and then support the state and federal government completely unconstitutional laws because it pays my bills. I will continue to be a medical doctor and push drugs and sell them because they give me bonuses and makes my life comfortable, and I can take care of my family and put a roof over my head and put my kids through college. It's always I will sell my morals and principles because I can ensure my own financial security if I do this. Whereas if you had an economic system set up that was built around what the Founding Fathers intended and or what Abraham Lincoln brought into being and what John F. Kennedy partially brought into being and what we could all bring into being now, we would have an economic system where money is printed out of thin air by the Congress without any debt attached to it, and there would be enough made that it would not devalue, would continue to maintain its value, and you would circulate that amongst the economic community so that everyone would be have enough and more than enough, and theoretically, if you factored it all out correctly, people could work 4-day work weeks potentially instead of 5 at, you know, whatever, the 8-hour days or whatever, and we would thrive in terms of our whole society would change because we would not be living in scarcity consciousness that there's not enough. We would all have enough materially, and we would stop getting out of our lower chakras and get into our higher chakras and start to experience something more on the level of heart chakra love and brotherly love that we're supposed to experience in this human family.
And speaking of all the crap that they dump on us and put on us, we've got about 8 minutes left, maybe a little less. Can you give us some tips on detoxification to get rid of all the crap they're throwing at us?
Yeah, the NanoCal should be in the picture because of the pH factor and creating higher oxygen levels. There's three phases of liver detoxification. There's phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3. Phase 1 is cytochrome P450 enzymes. There's 11,500 identified molecular compounds in that group. Those are supported and created by a lot of different factors, but I'll tell you about our product in a second. But then phase 2 is there's 6 different things. There's a conjugation with glutathione. There's sulfation and methylation, and there's 6 different versions of those three things that are what are phase 2. And then there's phase 3, which you have to have enough ATP production for you to finally finish taking the toxin and neutralizing it so that it can be spit out of the tissues and put into the liver for elimination, or into the gallbladder for elimination. And those three things have to all be supported. And the thing that's most important is this whey protein powder, this unheated whey protein powder that I work with now, because it supports your body's increased production of glutathione at the cellular level. Up to 10% of the actual intracellular contents of our cells is supposed to be or capable of being glutathione production to both neutralize free radicals and to neutralize toxins and then bring them into circulation for elimination. And that particular mechanism is supported dramatically by consuming an unheated whey protein powder. There's no other product on the market right now that does this other than this one that I'm working with, because they're all heated, which destroys the building blocks that make the glutathione, the cysteine and the glutamyl cysteine. Those building blocks that are naturally in the whey are destroyed from pasteurization and from heat drying, which are all the other brands on the market, whereas ours is not being heated. So if a person takes this whey protein powder, they will notice and or can have a dramatic increase in effortless detoxification. And if they add to it 2 other products, they will address these other systems, these phase 1 and phase 2, phase 1, 2, and 3 will all be supported by taking both NanoCal, another product we have called Mineral Magic, which is the key to making all your metabolic enzymes that end up orchestrating this whole thing. Then you take Mineral Magic, NanoCal, and this One World Whey protein powder, and you will have not only a detoxification tools to detox the cells of all these different toxins, but also just the sense of well-being, the overall improvement in health, energy, strength. It's phenomenal what are happening for my clients using a combination of these products.
I think this is absolutely incredible. How can people get in touch with you? What should they look for on your site? Where's the place to start?
I'll give out my contact information. The phone number is 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. And the website address is, actually there's a couple website addresses, but I'll just give you the main one. It's cocoonnutrition.org. That's cocoonnutrition.org. Or they can simplify it. Is the oneworldway.com will take them right to the landing page on One World Way. So that's one, O-N-E, world, W-O-R-L-D, way, W-H-E-Y.com. And the phone number one more time is 888-988-3325. And, yeah, we're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, East Coast time. And, yeah, there's more to talk about on this subject about detox, because The people down in the Gulf States are calling me, one lady in Florida telling me how sick she is from all the corrects that she's been exposed to. And I've talked to another guy that's got, like, you know, all these care analyses of all these people in the Gulf States, and they all have like 13 of the heavy metal toxic elements in their hair tests from this corrects that they've been exposed to, and a lot of them dying young, and they're looking for natural ways to detoxify, and this is the best, most effective way I've found in all these 20 years that I've been doing my professional consultative work. These three things I just mentioned, I think, are the most best start to detoxing.
Sometimes, and political again, sometimes I think they try to poison the Gulf and turn off the streams of water and whatever. That didn't work. We couldn't kill them that way. Okay, now let's pollute their food and water with S-510. Well, couldn't kill them that way. Well, let's take out their nutrition data, other their food, and feed them dead food. You can't kill them that way. It just seems like almost every step these people in charge are taking are not in support of our health, but in support of killing us off. So I'm very happy that you're around. I'm very happy that your nutrition site is here, and you make things very simple. If people want to go to your site, start here. Here's step one, step two, right on down the line, so that we can be healthy. And in being healthy, I think we can make a difference.
Yes.
We didn't get near through everything. Would you like to come back and talk about some other things about regenerating the body, restoring hormones, infections?
Yeah. I'd like to talk. You asked earlier about ways to open up people's mind and thinking more. And there is a nutritional product you can take that will influence the brain functions in such a positive way that it might lend itself towards the ability to change one's mindset, you know?
And don't you also have your own radio show?
No, I don't. I have I've got a few shows that I've been on, but I don't currently have my own right now.
Oh, I see on your site it says Cocoon Nutrition. I'm on now. Listen live at. So this
is
another show.
That was we did that for a brief window, and it's called healthradio.net. So there's a couple of interviews where I had my own show briefly, but I don't currently.
Okay, and you people just get in touch with you and you just start working with them. They call you up.
Yeah, they can either call up and work with me, and a lot of times I just give out, you know, 10 minutes. If I have time, I give it away for free just to educate them and get them going. But that's why we have the five steps in there on the website, because it sort of like helps people get launched without needing to actually take the time to talk to somebody. They can know that this is a proven pathway of regaining ideal health. So either way they want to go, whether there's somebody that can stay focused enough to read the information on the website and be self-taught and self-guided, that's available. But if they don't have the focus to do that, they're welcome to call and get some guidance from myself or my staff. And basically those, if they're, you know, we talked about the allergy thing, those three products would address that. The membrane complex, NanoCal, and quercetin would be an excellent first starting point for people trying to alleviate allergy symptoms.
Do they have to talk to you first, or can they just order?
No, they can just order. They do not have to talk to me.
Do you have any last questions, Richard? This has been an incredible ride of information.
My mind is reeling. I'd like to do a whole show just talking about people's mindsets and how that could really shift things, and then a whole other show, as I say, on the idea of getting people to look at the idea of working with somebody like Stephen, or working with somebody like you, or working with somebody like Lita Lee first. Then, if that doesn't work, then they can go back. I'm talking in particular about cancer. But I think it would be such an amazing mental turnover that people would be, you know, it would be stunning in its positive result.
And what we found here at the Institute in the research we've done, and what Stephen is talking about, calcium is one of the major issues with cancer. The body can't process calcium any further. And the frequency for calcium and the frequency for cancer food is so similar, like 1/100th away. So I think as the body calls for calcium, it gathers to it this cancer food that the body's produced from a fault on arachidonic acid. So that would be a big one, just to do a whole show on with Stephen on the calcium and how that works at a cellular level. So I can and see Stephen becoming a regular guest, if you're open to that, Stephen.
Yeah, I'd love to, Sherry. I'd appreciate that. And, yeah, thank you very much.
And Stephen is also a bioacoustic, what do we say, honoree?
Patient.
Client.
I'm a bioacoustic user, and I'm fast or addicted to it. It's like if I traveled with this, how am I going to carry my speaker with me on the plane, you know? No.
That's why we have headphones.
I have to get two seats. One of these ones for my Sony subwoofer will be for the seat for my speaker, and one for me.
we have a question here. I don't know if Richard's going to allow the show to go on, but somebody wants to know how they can test their pH that they see on your face.
We get pH paper. It's really cheap. You buy a roll of pH paper. What is it, $10, I think, for a roll of 14 feet that we offer. And, you get that roll of pH paper, and you spit on that pH paper first thing in the morning before 7 a.m. is the best time window, before you brush your teeth or do anything and drink before you do anything with food or drink, spit onto the pH paper, and you'll see the color change, and it'll indicate your tissue pH of your body.
Oh, they said that you had mentioned that there's a machine that you use. A machine to test your pH. I don't know where she's getting it on the site, and I don't see it because it's just a question.
No, I mean, yeah, you could definitely buy a pH meter, or you can use liquids that measure pH, or you can use pH paper. I mean, the pH liquids or the pH meter are the most accurate, but for the sake of a pH test of your saliva, just pH paper is all you need.
Okay, well, thank you, Stephen. This has been more than a great show. We are out of time, are we not, Richard?
We are. For people still listening, I'm not sure if Blog Talk cuts us off, that the full archive of the show will be available after we stop the show. It will record the entire show, but it might stop the stream at some point while we're talking. But we're still on the air recording.
Okay,
but we're pretty close to time. I know at any point that Englishwoman is going to come in and cut us off.
Okay. Well, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks.
We found a way. We have a way for people to get in touch with you, and we will certainly be back in touch to have you on the show again. Thank you, Richard.
Okay,
thank
good
you,
talking
Stephen.
To both of you. Thank you.
Thank
Sherry
you, Stephen.
And
that was great. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, appreciate it.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Sherry. Thank you, everybody. This has been fun. See you next week.